Yee-wee-oos.
Yeah.
I knew at some point he was going to play some bullshit.
What?
I think I like this.
It's Marcus Houston, ain't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I got your message on my cell phone. You said that you were gonna
what album?
Be
naked.
This ain't no naked, nigga.
Naked.
It's naked.
It's naked.
See, I pull up into your driveway and you rush to the door because you've been missing your man.
What do you say, man? Marcus Houston got some supreme albums. He got some solid projects.
He came out the box hot. He did.
Damn, it is on that gig. That's crazy. Shout out.
Bullshit. That's crazy.
And to start it off, I got one question for you. Tell me, do you mind?
Play Cheat Out, boy. Cheat was my shit, man.
Cheat my shit.
Cheat was my shit. That's probably that's the top five cheating record.
What you mean? Why are you thinking about this? You don't know what cheat is?
Nigga, you got the phone in your hand. It's on the same album.
Same project.
This nigga ain't nothing. Man, this nigga don't know about
it. I don't want to just get copyrighted. Y'all be blaming me for
man,
the copyright
fuck that shit.
Shit.
You already, nigga, we already copyrighted,
get
nigga.
Get copyrighted anyway. You don't worry about it, though.
Yeah.
Okay, I do remember
cheat. This is my shit. Well, I said this to all the chicks. Like, they already knew what time I was on, baby. It's like 2004, nigga.
Girl, I my know shit.
I used to do some ill shit to you. Come home, get you in the shower to wash off the last chick's perfume.
Come on, man. Talk to her.
Down to the bottom of the hamper. Taking numerous trips to Atlanta. No. Miami, Tampa.
You're like Marcus Houston?
I used to love him, but...
That is insane.
Definitely
boy, this
not
is my
rolling.
Shit, boy. Hey, if y'all listening, some of y'all listening, y'all got this.
I think so. I can't say I can't do it.
Yeah, we'll do it again.
Step by my side, girl,
gonna do
I know
it.
I can change. Sometimes I just don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. What? That's real nigga shit right there, boy.
That's real nigga shit.
He felt that in his heart. Heart of all hearts.
Wait, nigga.
Wait, boy. You don't fuck with DeMarcus Houston no more?
No, I don't.
That's toxic.
He's one of those that I can hang it up on. Now, if Naked come on, I'm gonna let that play through, but I can hang it up on.
Naked was like a bottom-tier song on that
that's
album.
That's the only song I like. That's
that album is
that album is crazy.
Yeah, I'm skipping it.
That's toxic back, man.
Marriage don't change.
No. Marriage was my shit too.
Oh my god, boy!
Marriage was my damn. What? That's like 2000. What? That's 2005.
Yeah, he has
prime time grooming. Yeah, hanging it up. Yeah. If we hanging it up on R. Kelly, then we hanging it up on him too.
No one's hanging it up on R. Kelly.
I'm just saying. A lot of niggas ain't. They are though in fake life.
And he don't even know his media. Music no more. So if you do stream it, it ain't going to him. It's going to the victims.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure Sony not put that money in their pocket?
They froze whatever he did have, but the majority of his streaming is going to his victims. Yeah, that's a fact.
I don't know how I feel about that either.
Would you want that money?
What? Hell yeah!
Free money.
It ain't no little check because R. Kelly
can't be.
Is still popular. His music play everywhere still,
and especially with the You know, my newest trend right now, man, I've been on the SpongeBob, the AI SpongeBob joints, and they going.
You still on that?
What? Because they going crazy with the R. Kelly joints. Him and, they got SpongeBob and Squidward doing Trapped in the Closet. Man, yeah, they going crazy with him, man. So his music is.
It's still out there. How long ago was the leg shaking trend? That was, what, a month, 2 months ago?
Like yeah,
actually I thought that was like Kelly last trend? Year. Wasn't that last year
was
on TikTok?
Year?
Probably like the end of last year.
Okay. Yeah.
They had a real R. Kelly trend?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody was dancing to that.
shake your legs or leg whatever. Shaking. Leg shaking.
Yeah. I don't think he got too much longer though.
Too much longer for what?
Be alive.
Where did that come? How did you get that information?
He already begging. I think he begging like to get out of shit. He had blood clots in his legs and shit. You know, it just start. It just, you know. I don't think he's gonna be here too much longer.
Blood clots is that's serious though.
It is very serious.
Yeah, and he it's a bunch of articles. He was like, they trying to kill me in here and shit. You know when that shit starts.
Well, they had him in there performing at first.
I think he put on a concert not too long ago.
Yeah, they kind of tripping.
No, I'm not joking.
Like, it really happened.
I think it really happened not too long ago.
Wasn't he calling? What were inmates calling like their family and he was singing?
Yes.
Yeah, on the phone. Crazy. Yeah, okay.
Listen, yeah. I saw the nigga. Did you see when the nigga got stabbed the other day in prison? They showed the little video.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wait,
scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, they was on
watch that. Shit like that.
It was on Twitter.
And then you kind of don't have a choice because, like, when you scrolling on social media, it just starts. I saw that one, and then the man that they said was poisoned by his friend.
One dude worked in the kitchen or something. Then they had a crazy night.
That one kept
going. I've heard about that where they, like, crush glass up and put it in your food or some shit like that.
Yeah, I'm cool. Just keep the tigers.
It's like, it's kind of hard to skip past certain things.
Yeah, keep
things.
The sharks and shit. Let me see that shit. I'm cool on human violence. I don't watch anything else, though.
He poked the shit out that nigga. They
poked the shit out that nigga.
Poked that nigga, like, poked him in the back of the head, and then, like, he, like, I guess he, like, bled till he passed out. And they was just dragging this nigga through the... First of all, who's cell phone?
I didn't finish it. Once I seen the poking, I turned that shit out.
Oh, y'all really watching this? Y'all really watching shit like that? That's crazy.
I'm barely on there, but, I follow... Yeah. I got the most random feed now.
Because I like, especially on my TikTok is super random. So, like, I got it to where it'd be a bunch of animal shit, and then I've got some health shit. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And lost a lot of weight. You know what I mean? But I got some health shit going on. You know what I'm saying? You know, get your bitch ass up, shit like that. And then I got the animal videos. And I like the Komodo, you know, the Komodo dragon joints. That motherfucker just lick you. And then motherfucker animal be on stuck. And then he eat it. Like whole. So it's, I'll be into shit like that, man. I don't know why.
The animal shit, I love it.
That animal shit is fucked up.
That animal shit is nuts. That shit happens so fast.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a Komodo dragon like on a beach and shit.
Yeah, that motherfucker whole. I seen
he licked the fucking, he licked the deer and shit twice and that motherfucker got the, it just fell over. It just ate that motherfucker whole. I was like, oh.
How do y'all come across that? Like, what do you like to, where that comes up on the algorithm for you?
I follow like, it's one Twitter page where it has like a bunch of just like natural disasters. Uh-huh. But they'll retweet other shit. So every time they retweet something, I look on that page. They retweeting like a bunch of different random like occurrences in nature. Is all on my.
That's the one thing I do like about TikTok. Like it's fit exactly for me.
Yeah,
and I don't see the shit, the same shit every day. So on TikTok, I don't see no relationship shit. I don't see none of this gossip shit.
I scroll past all
it's
of that.
It's dope to me, man.
I scroll past
you on
all
TikTok
that.
Now?
No, I'm talking about on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
On Twitter, all them different.
Really, you know what I mean? I poke in and out, and
it's become Facebook just with people you don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I poke in and out on Twitter, man, I don't really, and I need to do better. I know I do.
You're not missing nothing. Mm-hmm. I said most of the shit I see now is like it's stuff like that, like
I seen the poking shit on Instagram.
Oh, ooh,
Jesus!
Yeah, I seen that shit on Instagram.
See, if it's not if it's not on your stories,
I'm
not. I don't know the last time I kind of scroll the feed. Like
I stay in the search
time.
Thing on Instagram. If I go to Instagram, I go straight to that search.
What's in your search? Shit. What's in your search on Instagram? Like when you go to search, what's the videos that pop up naturally?
Tattoos.
Okay.
And them fucking people popping shit because I started tagging Emily.
You into that?
No, I started tagging Emily the shit when I would see it, and now I see them shits all the time.
That is insane.
That's crazy. Yeah, but Facebook and Instagram, females. I go, it's the stories. I have to be like super, super bored to scroll my feed. And even then, I'm not. The only one I scroll on is Reddit, because you got to.
I can't get into Reddit. I can't.
Because it's on Reddit, I can count on, as long as I've had it, I've probably had it like about 2-3 months now.
Yeah.
As long as I've had it, I've only commented maybe 7-8 times. Mm-hmm. I'm just reading, and then you all fall down the rabbit hole.
See, I can't get into Reddit. Only time I really get into it is if I'm looking for an answer. Like, I'll Google something.
Yeah.
And it'll send me to the Reddit.
See, Reddit, that follower shit, all that shit don't matter. Ain't no profile pictures.
Yeah.
It ain't none of that. So you don't know who the fuck you talking to. It's straight dialogue.
Yeah.
And I'm into that type of shit.
I ain't mad at that. I need, like, videos, though. So that's why I think I'm
it's some video. It's some on there. It's some on there, depending on some chats. Well, not chats, but some groups in Reddit don't allow videos. Some just allow pictures. Some just allow words. It just depends on the group the groups you're in.
The one thing Reddit is good for, all the OnlyFans shit, when you don't feel like paying for it, they put
straight to Reddit.
They go to Reddit. Yeah. all the nudes. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's crazy.
All the nudes go to Reddit.
Mm-mm. But see, at first I thought it was a lot of the shit that except breaking news. A lot of the shit that goes on Twitter originates from Reddit. Mm. And then it goes to Twitter. Somebody takes it and puts it on Twitter.
Mm. Mm. I'm not mad at that either. Mm. You get spilled?
No.
Not getting spilled?
Hey, man, I'm social media out, man. I ain't got no more in me. I don't have no more in me. What's what the fuck just dropped today? Thread? Cool.
What is Thread?
What is that?
The Instagram's, that's Instagram's Twitter.
Mm. How do you know when all the new like social media is dropping?
Because everybody been talking about it. You know they supposed to be boxing. They supposed to be fighting. Like, for real.
Who?
Oh, Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah. That's a real thing.
So he dropped the threads. I think it drops today. It dropped today. And that is supposed to be the Twitter rival. Spill, the video fucked them up. They had it. They had it in the bag.
What was the video?
Basically saying
we people of color, like,
we using y'all, we appreciate it, we know where it originates from, so we gonna use y'all to get everybody else, but this is not exclusive.
This is not exclusive to black people, which is
at first, because that's what they was rolling with in the beginning.
This is
the black exclusive. It was a black platform, which, I mean, I was told that Spill started before T.
Okay.
So basically they were using,
I don't know what none of this shit is.
Basically, they were using. basically, they were using gay terms. Shout out to John. Sorry if I. But basically, they were using gay terms, and they created a platform with it. So Spill is what people were kind of saying before.
Platform for gay people?
No, just
the language,
the terminology.
So Spill was what, like, they were using it before T.
Actually, saying what before he's saying what's the T. Yeah. Saying, what's the spill, kind of, basically.
Mm. So, the dude make the video. And basically saying, we gonna use y'all, but this is not exclusive.
This is not exclusive to black people, basically.
Is the creator, is he black?
No.
they start calling nigga Darren Root. He's a light-skinned dude.
He don't look like he black. He didn't look black to me. He looked...
Supposedly, it was all a black... What is, like, the black...
Black Twitter.
The black Twitter... No, the black workers from Twitter. Okay. They got fired.
Okay.
They made this platform. So the entire day, it was... This is supposed to be exclusive to black people.
Okay.
And then he put the video out. He just...
Shot himself in the foot.
Yeah. Video.
But I feel like a few years back, they had tried it. They had tried to create like a black social media, and it didn't do well.
Melanated people.
Yeah, that melanated people. That is
terrible.
And
oh my god.
No.
Oh my god.
They always try.
And then didn't you have to pay for it too? Like,
after,
it wasn't free.
After like a week, they wanted you to pay for it. Like, nigga, no, we're not doing this. Facebook is free.
Yeah.
Facebook, and I don't understand, because every single social media platform you get high with black people. Every one of them.
Okay. Okay. So let me ask y'all then.
Facebook maybe.
So Elon, the I didn't know the. You couldn't. So it's 650 tweets before you exceeded an amount. That is a lot.
Mm. I thought it was 600.
That's still a lot
to read. Just to read.
That is a lot. Throughout the day, 600 tweets?
Is that the pay? Is that the paid one or is that the free one?
I don't know.
Because they have different tiers.
It said it was like between 600 and I know it was between 600 and 650 before it cut you off. That's still a lot. That is a lot.
It's different though. If you pay for Twitter Blue, you had a certain number, and if you just on there for free, you had a different number, a lesser number. So I don't know if the 600 is the free or if that's the paid.
Okay. Okay. Still a lot.
600 tweets is a lot.
That's a lot.
But if you randomly just scrolling though, you could probably get through 100, 200 easy because you got a bunch of retweets, fat kid deals. Shit.
So it's tweets that you're reading?
I'm assuming, yeah.
Oh, okay. Not that you're actually sending.
No, not sending. Just you can read 600 tweets and then.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. But people they're legit addicted to Twitter. Like, there's people that be on there all day long tweeting, retweeting.
Absolutely.
And
especially
yeah,
if you get one that goes viral, you can run through 600 tweets fast.
Easily.
I don't know. What's the difference between that and, okay, like, when I was messing with my Instagram feed, right? It would tell me, like, I'm caught up.
Yeah.
So what the fuck you do? Just keep scrolling? I mean,
oh, that's nuts. I ain't never seen that.
Yeah, it show you that.
Caught up
yeah. when you finish the stories or just
no,
like
on your actual feed. Like if you've seen everything, it'll tell you it caught up. So what's the difference between that and then actually getting cut off? Because you have it on your phone where it tells you how much time you know what I mean
that
you're
on
each app. So so are we just getting upset because now someone it's kind of like a rule or
it's kind of because it Twitter was like uncharted territory. Like you were free to do whatever you wanted to do, and then now that it's under new ownership and there's these rules, you got to pay to do this, you got to pay to do that. People don't like that.
You know,
so
it's
that's
like,
what the uproar is.
It's like Pirates of the Caribbean. The Caribbean was just a free for all, and
right.
Now the East Indian Trading Company coming to this motherfucker, and we taxing y'all.
So
exactly.
So he says
that's exactly what it's like.
So he says Elon Musk imposed the rate limits because of extreme levels of data scraping and system manipulation, saying that Twitter was getting data pillaged so much that it was degrading the user experience. So at first it was for the Twitter Blue, it was 6,000 posts per day. For unverified accounts, it was 600.
Okay.
So that's where you're right. Now it's 10,000 for verified users and 1,000 for unverified users.
That's still kind of...
That's more than enough.
That's more. If you on there for 10,000 tweets...
Why am I sitting here reading 1,000 tweets?
So whoever you see complaining about it, it's a problem. This is a problem for you. Unless you're getting paid for it, and
then
if you're getting paid for it, then you should be on the Twitter Blue shit.
Honestly, I think it's just people's nature that they just don't like rules. So I don't even think a lot of people that are complaining are even, you know what I'm saying, running into these limits. Like, I hate the fact that there's a limit there.
Yeah.
Don't want to be limited.
Yeah.
That's true too.
Exactly. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Twitter used to be able to do whatever you wanted to do. But, I mean, now when you go on there, it's like a Facebook thread, honestly. Like, if they pay to be able to type more, I just... scroll right past those because I'm like, damn, why are you writing a whole essay? It's Twitter.
Oh, they're using that.
Yes, like you are maxing it out for real. And it that alone, I feel like that's ruining the experience because if I wanted that, I would go to Facebook.
It's like, legit.
Want just short
140 characters.
What
is it now? What is it now? Because
I don't know. I know when you pay for it, you get way more.
I don't know. I don't even. I try to get my thoughts out. Just boom, boom, boom. I don't try to put too much.
I know it's got to be, even for the free, I know it's got to be more than 140.
Max?
Yeah.
I'm socialed out, man. I can't do, I just downloaded TikTok on my phone about
TikTok
2-3 months ago. I'm kind of cool on, and I'm enjoying TikTok as long as it's here. I don't know how long this is going to be there. So I'm kind of just in, you know what I mean? I'm kind of just enjoying it, but I know what I'm getting from each one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so Facebook is kind of just like,
if I scroll, it's gonna be on there.
You know what it used to be like a day or two lag between stuff on Twitter getting over to Facebook, and I've noticed that like the videos that I'm seeing on Twitter are appearing on Facebook way faster now. Way faster.
I don't know. Breaking news Twitter still. Breaking news Twitter is still it's quite elite, but I mean, look.
Yeah, we all knew Tina died the same day on all platforms.
All platforms. All of them.
More than likely, but more than likely, most people got the news from Twitter or saw somebody on Twitter.
Yeah,
we still. I believe that because I think Shade Room gets a lot of their content from Twitter. So I think a lot of people follow Shade Room, so they probably saw it on Shade Room. But Shade Room got the shit from Twitter.
Shade Room. Yeah. What's the other one that everybody be spiritual words?
Spiritual word.
Yeah.
Or some shit like that. I just think, man, you know.
They definitely get all their content.
90%.
They'll put tweets. Like, they'll put the tweets in, credit the.
It's kind of, I mean, you know what I mean? It's kind of like.
I don't know if they really credit the user. Like, they show the user, but they don't like.
Some of them, if they found their Instagram, they'll put the ad on your.
It's kind of scary, man. And then, you know, you got the iPhone shit with the glasses. And the glasses where you can put the glasses on and it's kind of, you can see the screen and it's. It's like reading off your mind and shit like that. It's the Apple.
I ain't seen.
Why would you want that?
What type of black? And then come
after
the glasses. I don't want
yeah, there you go. It's like you can do all the shit with the glasses on.
For Apple, it's an Apple. These are Apple glasses.
VR headset.
So what would be the purpose of that? Like, why would you want it to? Read
so you don't have to
pick
up your phone. It just.
How do you scroll?
It would read your mind. And all that shit.
I read your mind.
I mean, shit.
So in your head, you thinking scroll, and then it just go.
Are we talking about the Oculus? Are we talking about the Oculus, or are we talking about something completely separate?
Like, further than that.
The only thing I've heard of is the Oculus and the Google Glass.
It's not necessarily a. It's not necessarily a universe, but the shit that you can do in your phone, you can do in these, in the headset, or the head, whatever the fuck it is.
It's called Apple Vision Pro.
Apple Vision Pro.
I haven't heard of that.
And then what comes next? The contacts. So a nigga could be walking down the street, you thinking he looking at you, but
he finna die.
Yeah, because he finna run into something.
Not necessarily.
Nah, they made it to where you can see through it. So it's like, yeah,
I'm not trying to see through words, though.
But that's the Google Glasses, too, right? Ain't how the Google Glasses kind of work?
Yeah.
Why do you need that, though? Like, what is that for?
But at some point, like, I'm guessing... Or I'm feeling like they're playing on our laziness, but the more we want, the more we go for. And at some point, just all human interaction kind of going to be.
This shit sound like a Black Mirror episode.
Literally, before I came in here, my kid's mom, she was telling me that at Whole Foods, you can pay for groceries with your palm. I literally had that phone call before we started recording. Now,
I seen something about you put the food in the cart, it automatically read what the food is, and you can pay for it on your car, and you can just walk out and take it straight to your car instead of having to wait in the line. But I ain't seen no play with your palm.
She didn't talk about that. She said something about paying with your palm. I'm like, that's not like
they
the
got,
chip
like the Apple Pay, the Google Pay, you can do whatever.
My barber was saying one of the gyms, one of the EOSs out there, all that shit is
contactless,
yeah. Even when you're doing the weights, it's all that shit is on the screen.
That's nuts.
Yeah. What? So it's like.
So you got to check the weights out?
It checks the weights out. It records your reps, all that.
That's insane.
Now
man.
That. I see? Do. I like that.
Fuck that.
I like that.
That sounds like Total Recall.
I don't know. I don't know. Nah. I like that for some reason. Because I'm not against like new technology, but the whole like reading my thoughts and moving based off of my eye movements and stuff.
Your phone don't read your thoughts already?
I don't think so.
Definitely.
What?
Definitely. I don't think it reads my thoughts.
My phone read the shit out of my thoughts.
Like, if I say something out loud, that's different. But I just feel like it's based off of my eyes.
If your Siri is on, it's always listening.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
You telling me you've never, like, thought something, and then next thing you know that there's an advertisement for it on your phone?
You can turn that stuff off, you know?
No,
oh, I deleted all that shit. I ain't got none of that shit on my phone.
I've never thought something. I may have, like, said something out loud to somebody, and then maybe... See it pop up on there, but I've never just thought it. And then
it had me a few
times. I was texting somebody, and then I get on my phone, and then it's an ad for whatever we was texting.
Yeah. My foot hurt. Now it's a leave. It's a leave fucking plantar fasciitis ads. Like, where all this shit come from?
Yeah.
That's because your phone is reading what you're doing. Yeah.
At all times, though. Mm-hmm.
Well, Facebook, for sure. If you Google something, it'll pop. It'll be a Facebook.
Absolutely.
Ad. Yeah. I mean, shit. Like I said, the 4th of July just passed. You know what I mean? 5 years from now, niggas going to be got their headset on. Imagine themselves doing fireworks. I mean, that's just got to like.
Absolutely. In the metaverse? Right now, absolutely.
It's scary, man. I don't know.
They just had that fight in the metaverse.
They did. Roy Jones. Yeah. Had a metaverse fight.
Did he?
How did that go?
They actually fought, but the footage of it, like the pay-per-view that you paid for, was like a metaverse type thing. Like it looked
with
like
their
a video
old
game
bodies?
When you was watching it. No, they fought.
Oh. That's crazy. Yeah, I was thinking that. Like, I haven't heard anybody talk about the metaverse lately, but I know when it first became popular, I know Shorty was saying he went to like a 2 Chainz concert in the metaverse.
Yeah, nah. It was, I mean, it looked like shit. It looked like an older video game. Like, it's not like up to date. You know what I'm saying? But it's actually recording every punch,
That's insane.
Recording everything as it's going on. So, of course, it's not going to be high-tech quality at first.
It got to develop.
That's why Apple is kind of like the greatest. They take the technology that everybody else doing and perfect it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
Drake. You sound like Drake to me.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. We're going to see what happens now, though.
The metaverse.
Music is in a weird spot because you see they're about to stop recording the digital downloads for the Billboard. So this is going to be how the motherfuckers was going platinum before the album even dropped and shit. That shit is
because of the machine.
That shit is over.
How did they say they're going to replace them?
It's just, I don't know. I just know that stops.
Wait, digital download, not stream though. We're talking about digital downloads.
Digital downloads, yeah. Does not count towards Billboard.
So what's counting?
Sound like all streaming.
I don't know. It's off the dome, so I didn't do too much reading on it, but I know digital downloads is done.
I wonder if they're gonna ever like put like YouTube views in there.
That's tricky, but probably not.
Those, because that could be manipulated. Well, all of it could be manipulated.
Everything could be manipulated. Numbers do lie.
Yeah, that's true.
Numbers do lie now.
Oh, numbers do lie. I was going to say, why would you call that man now like that?
No.
What you thought I said?
You said doula.
No. How did you say that?
What does he have to do with anything? What you say?
The metaverse concert.
He going to get a phone call.
Yeah, that shit.
Shout out, man.
Your boy Ty Dolla taking advantage of the AI shit though.
Yeah, it didn't. I seen that video, man, but I wasn't.
What was the video for? Because he got a new song out with Wiz Khalifa that is
terrible.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Basically, he was saying with the AI, with the chat. It's a ChatGPT. I think it's called ChatGPT. It's something you can download. Like all of those SpongeBob shits.
Yeah.
You can download that app on your phone and do what you want with it.
So basically, he owns the rights to his AI. If you use his AI and you put it out, he owns it. He automatically gets whatever from it.
So basically, he was saying it'll create laziness. But if somebody somebody sent him a verse in his voice.
Yeah.
And if he likes it,
he wouldn't even change it. But he could go in, change up some things, and send it right back without even having to do much. I know I think 85 South was on. I think they was on Breakfast Club. I don't know which one they was on, but you know, like the ChatGPT shit is like doing full on scripts now. So you get him something and they'll write out a full script for you. So
there's like no need for people at this
point. It's an app that writes your songs. It's an app.
All of this is an app. You can download this shit on your phone.
So there's no need for artists. There's no need for songwriters. There's no need for musicians, actors, actresses.
At this point, really. I heard Usher on Big Boy today. He said he was kind of with the AI shit.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, because you have to think he started when he was young, like super young. So his voice has changed over the years. So if he's able to access what his voice used to sound like and make new music with that, I mean,
that's a good point.
I'm sure he would be.
That's a great fucking point.
Can you imagine getting a new Donnell Jones, but with the old Donnell Jones voice? That might low key be all right.
But then that takes away like the live experience though, because if
I'm able to put auto tune this motherfucker, I'm definitely able to put this AI voice on this bitch.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
They figure that shit out, boy. It's going to be a different ball game.
Because I feel like the only person, although we hate his music, I think the only person that's really, really still striving for the live experience is Uzi Vert. Like I listened to his album. It wasn't for me, but I got what he was doing. Like all of this, all the music he's making is for, these are performance records.
DaBaby too.
So when they go,
oh my God,
yeah,
I wish he would stop.
But they both make a performance.
No, but when they go out,
they take over.
When they go out to these big festivals and these big concerts, they going nuts. A lot of artists they're not making that type of music.
There's nobody in the industry that's like right now when they talk about DaBaby, they like he's untouched performance wise. Like they books him for the performance. Like performance wise, he's untouched. He gets the crowd attention every time.
Low key, that's smart though, because from what we know about the music business, you don't really make money selling albums.
No, it's from the concerts.
So that seemed like that would be a dope idea and hope maybe a trend going forward.
I mean, shit. I'm trying to think of somebody. Like, if I'm fucking nigga, if I'm Frankie Beverly, this revitalizes my career.
It could,
yeah.
And then the concerts, I can lip sync.
I know you can sing that motherfucker with your all. Don't worry about the AI. I'm not gonna
say the metaverse. I think the metaverse is wiped out now. I think Apple's gonna take that over. But whatever Apple decides to do. Now, you put them headphones on, you don't have to leave the house to see me in concert.
That I don't necessarily agree with. There's nothing like the live experience. Nothing.
We've been saying that about a lot. They steady.
Nah, for real.
Coloring over it.
As far as what?
Because there's so many people that can't afford to do certain shit or is not going, don't want to leave and don't want to do certain shit. So if I can see my favorite artist in fucking Paris, and I'm not going to Paris, why not pay for that ticket?
That just extends my ability to make money. It has nothing to do with the live experience. Because if I can afford to go to Paris and see my favorite artist versus I can see them at home in the comfort of my home with a fucking headset on. If I can afford to go to Paris, I'm going to Paris.
Yeah, but if I can't afford to go to Paris, but I want to see my favorite artist perform in Paris, I'm going to see his ass in Paris.
But for the niggas who can go to Paris, they're still going to go to Paris.
It's going to be a lot of niggas that don't make that trip.
So like though, are like shit. The NBA Finals. If I want to sit courtside at the NBA Finals, I'm going to put these motherfucking things on and I'm right there.
It's not the same.
How is it not?
It's not the same.
You can't buy snacks. You can't like
my snacks is right
the,
here
you can't
on the side
smell
of
the sweat.
If you ever been to a live experience, you know like even
you
like,
sound like one of the old niggas.
Man, boil these hot dogs.
Now we sounding like the old niggas. Now we sounding like the old niggas.
It's the
back
truth.
In the day. Because if it was like back in the day, we wouldn't be here right now.
Nah,
not necessarily.
I think that's I don't like a lot of people around me. If I can eliminate that and still get the experience, I'm going for the experience.
That's what I'm saying. That just extends my ability to make money because there's people who genuinely be like, all right.
There's a lot of lazy people in this world. Like, there's more lazy people than people that actually goes to the concert. There's more people that haven't been to these big concerts that wouldn't mind seeing their favorite artist than it is the people that's going. We're in Vegas.
Just by the sheer numbers, yes. So, yeah, for me as an artist, that means I can make more money instead of just making money for the niggas that's in the building. I can make money for the niggas that's in the building and the niggas who are at home who are too lazy to come too. That just extends my ability to make money. But there are still niggas, if I'm a certain type of artist, I'm still going to make money at everywhere I go because people enjoy the live experience.
Yeah, but Ivan, okay. I think outside of sports, movies may be the only universal language left. Outside of sports, good music. I think movies is up there.
Okay.
Movie theaters still haven't really bounced back. And so, obviously, there is a lane or a niche for those who want to experience these experiences, but at home.
Yeah. I don't think you can compare the two, though. Going to the movies versus a live concert. Are you telling me right now, if Usher was like, fuck it, you either have the choice to come to the live. Money's not an object, right? We're going to say money's not an object. Do I go see Usher live or do I see Usher in the metaverse? There's no comparison.
What's her name just proved that wrong though?
Who?
When Chris Rock did the live network special on Netflix, he did a live special. Live.
And
on Netflix and everybody watched it.
If that's the vision I'm
and
getting.
It was terrible.
Like if it's the metaverse vision, yeah, I'm cool on watching you in video game mode. But if I get to see you actually
get
to see you, the real deal, like
Spence
said, like if I'm courtside, oh, LeBron literally jumped over me to grab a ball. I seen it with my own eyes. Like, you still feel like that happened.
No, it's not. You telling me seeing a nigga jump over you virtually is the same as like I'm sitting next to the bench. I can see the game. I could like
I don't have to touch y'all. I don't got to spend $12 on this fucking hot dog. I don't got to spend $40 on this fucking popcorn.
I got to pay for parking.
I don't got to pay for parking.
For us, yes.
We are sports fanatics. When the 49ers are on, I have witnessed you be so fucking excited from a TV. Yes. So now if you put these fucking headphones on or goggles or whatever the fuck it is, and it puts you in a spot where you just, like, you damn near on the field.
Facts.
You are going to go crazy while at home.
I am. I also cannot afford the seat that look like that in real life. If I could, no. Yeah. As much, you know what I'm saying? As much as I necessarily at this stage of my life don't necessarily care to be around a bunch of people.
Convenience wins now.
All the time.
I don't think so.
Convenience fucking wins.
In a lot of situations, yes. When you're talking about a live experience, especially with art, and I'll throw sports in there too, it doesn't compare. I've watched baseball at home and been like, turn this shit off. But if you go to a baseball game, that shit is live.
Yeah.
I mean, baseball is
that's
just
probably
one of the
only sports that you got
to
be there.
You have to be there.
Baseball is one
TV
of these sports
terrible.
That just it hasn't translated to the younger generation. All I'm saying is if technology can put you in a spot to where you are damn near experiencing a game without leaving your home, majority of the people are going to take that every single time.
I don't think so.
Except for the biggest of the big.
I think if you're talking about the premium experience, if I'm going to a game, if I know I can spend $40 to sit in the nosebleeds versus I got, you know what I'm saying, I can spend $40 and get a more of a courtside experience, okay, maybe. Maybe then, okay. But if I have the money to pay for the courtside seats, I'm going to the game.
I think the motherfuckers with the money will probably still spend their
bread. Still go.
We pay for shout out to, you know what I mean, shout out to the my street guys, but we pay upwards to from $70 to $90 for a boxing match on TV.
Facts.
Now if I could pay some of that and they put me ringside, I'm taking that every single time, bro.
Now
every single fucking
again,
time.
If you have Convenience. The money, who coming up? Spence and Crawford,
yeah,
right?
Here. Yep. Yeah.
If you have the money and them tickets is running $7,000-$8,000, from my understanding.
Okay.
They starting at $7,000-$8,000.
Okay.
So let's say if you could spend 10% to see, to watch the same exact shit.
But if you had the bread to spend it, I could spend $7,000-$8,000 on the ticket. Fuck it. I could spend $16,000, take me and my lady. And it won't hurt me at all. Are you opting for the virtual experience? Or you say, I'm going to the fucking fight?
I'm probably opting
for there you go!
I'm going to the virtual experience. Are you? Bro, I don't. Don't yell in my ear. Get the fuck away from me. I don't like
the celebrities is at the boxing match.
Fuck
that
them
don't
celebrities.
Matter no more.
Yeah, dude.
No, man.
Meek Mill might be fighting in the crowd and shit. Man, you don't get that on the virtual.
You know what's gonna happen? I'm gonna get home, or when this fight is over, I'm gonna open my phone up and I'm gonna see a video of it in HD right there. Meek Mill fighting at boxing match on Twitter.
It's not the same as seeing it in person. I saw Meek Mill get knocked out.
But, you know, some people will be interested in the virtual experience if they want to relive that moment again, too. Because, like, a lot of people that have gone to see Beyonce performing, you know, live and everything, they will watch the HBO specials over and over again just to relive that moment. I could see that being worth it in a virtual, you know, be closer to the stage. But, like you said, it doesn't take away the live experience, I don't think.
I don't think so.
Not
at
for
all.
Me. Like, I would much rather see my favorite performer live and in person than to watch it from home.
I feel like we're not too far from technology bringing back the dead in that way.
I mean, we're watching movies and everything. They like
are.
And then you also have to think about it, too, is like when you go to a live concert or basketball game, like you are amongst peers, like amongst fans that love the same thing that you love. So you're feeding off of the energy from everybody that's in the room.
I agree.
That plays a major part of how you feel about the experience. So if you're just sitting there and you're watching it in virtual mode or whatever, you're in your room alone still.
But me and the homies is here
told,
now.
Yeah, from what I was told. No, but from what I was told, and I believe I seen this from Shorty too, but it's not just you in there. Like, the metaverse is not just you.
So how do you feel the other people? Like, because you're still by yourself. How do you feel the energy?
I know all the same shit with a headset on. I play Xbox Live. I know how fire it can get. I know how crazy it can get. And I play Xbox Live, and all I had was a headset.
I don't know about that. Because I just feel like you can actually feel the energy when you're in that room with people. Like,
I've never been
called
a bitch-ass nigga while blowing somebody out.
You never been cussed out? You never been cussed out on 2K?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I said, she ain't never been called a bitch-ass nigga while blowing somebody out on 2K. So, you feel that. All
okay, that. But absolutely, that's like, that's in a moment of where you're angry, but you're not feeling like... Man, the same the love and passion for this artist.
Me and the homies is in like here with the goggles on, going crazy. This is an experience. It's like I invite y'all over to fight night.
I don't think so.
Nigga, we all finna watch that bitch at my house. Are we all finna go to your house?
No, because like you're there, you're taking pictures, y'all. We taking pictures with these goggles on. Good, with the goggles on?
Screenshot.
Are y'all getting to watch the same fight with the same $70 like you do when this pay-per-view? No. Everybody got to pay the same?
Per person, per goggles.
Nigga, we good.
Yeah, but that's cool.
So, we're not putting these goggles on because we all got to pay our own $70.
Somebody got to take them off and put them on the other person.
Well, you get round one. I take round two.
Technology
is getting crazy.
We getting in that.
I want the experience. I wanted to know that I was there in person. I want to know how it felt when I saw my favorite artist hit the stage.
Okay.
And the first thing that came to my mind, like, I don't want to be in my room and like.
Okay,
that's depressing to me.
Okay, you're a big picture person. So what's the difference between you, or not? I'm not saying you because you never doing that. But when you do go out, you take a lot of pictures. But what's the difference between, okay, somebody that goes to a concert and then records the whole fucking thing?
What do you mean?
So you see, sometimes we'll see people go to a concert and then on fucking Instagram, they got 30,000 stories.
Well, that's because they didn't go to the concert for themselves. They went to let everybody know that they were there.
Agreed.
That's what that was for. That wasn't for the actual experience. Like, now, the difference is when I go out and I take pictures of, like, I made... snap a few pictures or whatever just to capture that moment and say, okay, well, this is a memory that we had. Because when we all gone, all we have left is pictures. That's it.
True.
When the person is gone, that's all you got left.
You don't want to take a picture.
Pictures and memories.
You and your husband selfie with the goggles on?
No. No. I know. But when you snap in just a few pictures as opposed to recording the whole concert, that's, you're not there for the experience.
No, man. You snap these pictures and then you keep looking, you keep going back because you're trying to see who's seen them. And it's like, by the time that shit over with, man, it's over.
No,
what did you really experience?
No.
Those people are there to. I'm here to let you know I was here.
Yeah,
that's for every. I'm not enjoying it. Like you said several times, if I pick up my phone, I mean I was really enjoying myself,
that's
right?
Fact.
So yeah, you do take a few selfies if you're really into the moment because I do want to look back and remember. This experience, the experience is everything. Like, if I watch the concert virtually, I can always go back and watch it virtually. Even if I go to the concert, I can always go back and watch the concert virtually. It's going to be somewhere, but you can never recreate the experience of actually being there.
And how you felt being
absolutely.
There. You can't recreate that.
Okay. I feel it. Start the show, man. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, we did.
It's a great fucking night. Wow. That was a great conversation, man. We haven't had one of those in a
long time. Shit, the show over with.
You gonna tell them what they're listening to? You gonna tell them
Views for the 7? That is Views for the 7 podcast. To my right, I got my man Spence.
Yo.
I got Wifey.
Yeah.
And I got Skinny.
Yeah.
I hope y'all enjoy yourself. Shit,
hey,
man. Doing, man?
Hey, man, we get right to it, man. This is like 3 weeks in a row, man. I love this type of shit, man.
Hey, man, I'm here for it. I'm with it, man. Well, I mean, we were just talking about social media. So is social media an appropriate place to address issues in your relationship? Or things you did or didn't like your partner doing?
I'm Jay-Z with this shit.
No.
What does that mean?
What?
When you say you're Jay-Z.
Well, nigga, I'm submarine, nigga.
You wanted to make a lemonade out?
No, I'm, nigga, what?
I agree.
I'm a submarine with the shit, nigga. I can get some subs out there. Don't nobody know what the fuck
but
I'm
don't
talking
want
about.
Nobody to say nothing back.
But I haven't.
That's the thing.
It's
like,
been a long.
You put a sub and then let you even put a song lyric. He'll be like, "Hey, you might want to take that down because you want to go there." Like, what? You want to do this? Just let me know.
Like, hey, man, that's a competitor right there.
Hey, look, you go, hey, what they say, you go low, I go to hell, damn it. Yeah, no, right.
But you could put up subs all day.
No, I haven't. See, I haven't did in a long, long time. It's been a very long time since I've done some shit like that. But, yeah.
A relationship sub or just a sub in general?
Like a relationship sub. Okay. A sub? It's been a minute. Unless I see some shit I really don't.
You had one about an hour ago, didn't you?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my thing? My shit don't be like.
You a submarine, man?
No, my shit don't be like to personal people. It just be like you just see whole shit going on, like with everybody. You feel me? So I don't never have like a person in mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I make the post. But I do be having moments when it's like, I hurt you.
See, mine is like if I like sometimes see even when I'm happy, I like heartbreaking music. Even when I'm happy.
Yeah.
Or if I'm listening to something and my response to it, I feel like, oh, this would be something fire. I'm just gonna type this shit out.
Yeah.
Even if it don't got nothing to do with me, and I'm still gonna type this shit out. Even on Instagram, nigga. Anything that I find funny or I'm gonna relate to, even if I'm not feeling it in that way, nigga. Share like a motherfucker fast,
which is crazy because people automatically assume everything that you put.
This is the part that pisses me off, right? It's because you understand where I'm coming from. If I'm cool, y'all know I'll just post some random shit all day. But then it's like if we fall out, now you feel like
everything is about you.
Yeah,
nigga, no, it'd be like that fucking important.
Conscience. It's the guilty conscience. For real. Yeah, I know he talking about me.
I think a relationship is pointless. In a relationship, nah.
So you would never have like a public disagreement about some shit.
I've done it before, and that was because every argument that we was having was based on social media.
Mm, okay. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, let's take it to where you know what I'm saying. Let's put it in that arena.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But so I've done it in that aspect. Like you arguing about this bitch liking the post, this bitch on my post, oh, this my bitch. God. Like we arguing about all that. All right, let's go here. You feel me? I'm finna bring all these people to this one spot because they can't come to the house. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna bring them right here.
We're talking about them for some reason.
Yeah, you keep bringing them up, so let's bring them here. Yeah. Like, so I've done that.
You got the metaverse.
We all be in one spot.
So invite up to a room. Like, yeah, meet us here.
Meet us in the room.
7 p.m.
That would be nuts.
A medicine movie.
Fire. But subbing in a relationship, like, If I fuck you, I'm not gonna sub you. Yeah. And I try not to even bring up shit that I think will make you feel some type of way. Like I try to make my page as fair as possible to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know you're gonna have an issue with this, or you might feel some type of way. I don't get the same respect though. I get subbed by fucking everybody. So they don't show me the same love, man.
That's crazy. You like, extend, give me
like, some. Like, no, this is not true. Why are you putting this in your stories? That's not true. This is not true. Stop doing this to the homie. This is not true.
Yeah. They'll reciprocate the energy.
I'm single. No, you're not. Ma'am, please take that out of your stories.
What are you
no,
you're doing? Like, is this for him?
Yeah,
that's we can walk through. I can walk through Walmart single. No, you're not. You will get beat up, lady. Stop this.
So yeah, it's other situations. Yeah, but yeah, I think it's stupid for a relationship.
Yeah, it's never a good look. Like because honestly, if you care enough to go and make a post about it or put it on social media, like you don't want other people inputting their thoughts on it. You know what I mean? Like you, and then you're gonna be over it. You're also going to be over it eventually, and then everybody else is mad at him because you done put all y'all business out there.
To come back and defend the person.
Exactly. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. So now everybody got to act like we didn't see y'all fall out on social media 2 days ago.
Why the
now
fuck y'all worried about my relationship? Like,
that's why.
I want to update. What happened?
What happened?
Yeah, how y'all didn't give us up? No, it was no in between. Y'all was arguing. Now y'all cool. What happened? Like, let us know.
That's why I told, even I had a talk with my kids like a couple weeks ago. And I was like, if y'all looking for the nigga that's going to be posting y'all all day and all that shit, I'm the wrong nigga. I know who I am on social media.
My kids show me the same love they show their mama anyway, so fuck
that. That's insane.
No,
he's going to post you?
That shit, man. What? I don't give a fuck about none of that shit, dog. I don't
either until you get in my inbox and ask for one. Like, my kids are dead, like, birthdays and shit like that. They DM me, like, where's
you
my post
post me?
Oh, that's, that's kind of
my birthday is before all of y'all.
Yeah,
I see this shit first.
That is
when we start talking about experiences, you see the difference, man. But,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I already told him like that ain't even me. Like, I know who I am on social media. Nah, yeah. I can't.
You gonna reshare it though?
I can't. I'll reshare it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's gone in 24 hours. But I just can't see myself like.
Let wifey do it. You share wifey.
Yeah, that's her thing. That's cool. But, you know, when I walk in the house, man, you know what I'm saying? When I'm in my sanctuary, like, even the shit, you know what I mean, that I talk about as far as, you know, me and wifey go, like, I'm talking about shit that I'm okay with everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm okay with everybody hearing. But still, when I go between my doors, my walls, that's me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm still, like, I'm still big on privacy. I mean, I'm not gonna put my life out there for like that's kind of.
So could you live in TMZ world, like being that famous? That
That TMZ. Was my next question about that, because it's like, so like with Keke Palmer, and I know we don't like to get too trendy or whatever.
Shout out Keke, man.
But she had on like had on this little outfit yesterday. Okay, right. So she had on this outfit when she went to go see Usher, and her son's father had retweeted and was like, he had a problem with her outfit.
Yeah.
So he retweeted the picture and was like, "You're a mom," and then went on to write like this long thing. So like, he's just a regular dude that she ended up having a baby with, and like
all
her boyfriend,
them do it.
And
Kyla Pratt did it.
Yeah, so it's like,
shout out to them.
You know, how would y'all be able to handle that? Like, if your woman was a celebrity and she went out and was wearing a certain, you know, certain thing that you didn't really agree with, how would y'all handle that in public?
I think where he fucked up at is just putting "you're a mom." That's where he fucked up at. You could have just shared the picture and said, "Bitch, you got me fucked up." That would have been way more solid. Because when you put "you're a mom," you're grouping too many people into one.
Every woman in the world.
That's where you fucked up at. But if you got this skimpy-ass outfit on, we know you got this skimpy-ass outfit
and
on.
And you let it Usher sing
bitch,
to you.
Bitch, you got me
you up there you melting got... like butter. Like, melting like butter. Everybody sees it. Usher.
Man, you know. Niggas niggas just know how to serenade women, man. It's just,
why would you say that? Usher is not, no.
I think.
He had the Diddy experience, but other than that, no.
First off, I don't understand why I never got a shot at this. I feel like I'm the most regular nigga in the world.
Yeah.
Y'all could have definitely gave me a shot to put a baby in you. I definitely wouldn't mind
Who you shooting at?
Keke could have got this baby.
Keke got that skin, though.
But she's been working on it.
That shit cleared up when she got a baby in her.
It clears up, but that shit come back. Boy, I seen them bitches, boy.
She got eczema?
No, her skin's real bad.
Keke know how to get
fucked up. I'm talking about, oh my goodness.
Like Nestle.
Okay, Usher not gay. He still fuck with Sharquisha. So, they ain't all tens.
I don't think I give a fuck.
And they say he got that, you know what I'm saying?
He got that thing.
Eternal fire.
Dang, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, look, man, you playing with fire, boy, basking in that thing, boy.
Olympic torch.
Yeah.
Coco Jones still out there?
Coco Jones, like 7 feet.
Bro, Coco Jones, young, though. Like, I need somebody that I seen growing up with. You know what I'm saying? Like, Coco Jones is like, she's still in her 20s and shit. I'm not into that. Tony? I'm not into that.
Tony? Birdman hit. I know
I know I got action.
Listen. Tony? And I got a shot at the legacy.
Kyler
Pratt nigga is just a regular nigga.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. I got a shot at the fortune because, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like Tia could have got me at the bus stop. I feel like she just picked up the wrong niggas.
Tia fucked up because she fucked with that nigga and he been in a million war movies and that nigga got PTSD off of fucking playing military niggas and he come home and be beat her ass because I was shooting this AR-15 all day. I said, well, every time a war movie come out, that's the nigga in it.
He be in a lot of war movies?
What?
He's in hella war movies.
That nigga in hella war movies, allegedly.
Yeah.
But he in hella war movies. Hell of them.
I couldn't do Tony, though. She got the trick daddy.
That's what I'm saying. I got a shot at the legacy because you but don't
I'm,
know how long you
got it. I'm saying if you get it early, though, like if I could have got it at that time.
But she had a celebrity boyfriend at the time.
But a lot of these females be fucking with regular niggas.
Her baby daddy was the nigga from Mint Condition.
The drummer.
Ooh.
The drummer. Tony? Carrie yeah. Williams.
No shit.
She yeah. she dates celebrities.
Oh, that's crazy.
I mean.
Well, I mean.
Not really. He's not really a celebrity.
Be he listish? I think they all do, though. I think they start, you know what I'm saying, similar to the hoes in our community and shit. They start going to the regular niggas when they didn't have all the niggas
Man,
in the industry.
Save me.
No, Kyler was fucking a regular nigga.
I know a few bitches in Vegas where I'm just like, hey, the pickings is slim. You just going to whoever show you attention right now, that's who you getting. The pickings is real slim. That's how they are in the industry. So you go to a regular nigga when.
But aren't men like that to a certain extent? House husband. Because wow. It's like once you done ran through all of everybody to have, then.
I fucking ain't in a relationship.
Yeah, but you still done ran through and you still got a name on you.
Women getting 1,000 relationships. I think that'd be different. Like you was with somebody from January through March.
Yeah, I'm just
and then you got you a new nigga from April. Y'all might have made it throughout the year. Y'all might go to December. And then you got somebody new next year. You know what I'm saying? Like it'd be like real.
So long term makes it worse.
It'd be real relationship. No, they get into real short term relationships.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, we can see men are afforded to run it back because I can fuck you and be like, you know what, we weren't really compatible. And I might see you out one day and be like, hey, she's actually kind of cool. So let me take her series. Y'all get all that shit in one shot. And then eventually you start.
Yeah, I do. I agree with that. I feel like women homies. Do. I know a lot of times in my experience.
Oh, I did
go
sell
in K-Fly. All the way.
My bad.
K-Fly. You put all your cards in and then it'd be like, damn, I don't even like him. Like, I kind of hate him. And now so I done gave them all the best
yeah,
of me. And
you
now
take
relationships
you're slow.
But they get deep into relationships, though.
Fast.
Like,
yeah.
You posting them. And
then it's like, now
together.
You can't really back out of it because you already done put invest all the stuff into it. Yeah.
That's when they start, you know what I'm saying? They start.
I see that.
That's why I think chicks be fucking on their home, start fucking on niggas' homeboys and shit. Because it's like, you let this nigga hit, y'all was in like a real serious 3-week relationship, and you recognize he ain't the one, you know what I mean? You got you compatible with his partner. And then he ain't the one. And then, it's really the cousin. And then he ain't the one. And then it's maybe it's the other friend. And then that's how you start hitting the whole circle.
Wow, niggas is just hitting them.
We
just hitting them.
Fly by night.
Yeah, we not really.
Literally, come get this bitch, please. Come get it, bro. Come get it off my hands, my nigga.
I definitely need to send one of them texts.
What? Bro, please come get it off my hands.
Yeah. Come get her, bro.
She on Facebook doing too much. I can't handle it. Come get it.
What? I just told my cousin the other day I got one you can come take anytime. Please go DM her right now. Get in her inbox. I think she'll like you.
That gets pretty sad. And you know, man, it be the quote unquote, man, it be the bad ones, man, unfortunately, man. It be the bad ones, man.
I think that's heartbreaking when you see him like, damn, she went with that nigga. And she went with that nigga. And I still ain't got a shot.
I remember
it's heartbreaking when they want to be with you. Like you know, you fucked all the homies and
when they coming out of the whole phase.
We gotta be relationship.
No, we not doing that. Not I want what he had. I want what he had. No, thank you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Shout out, man. God's not doing it, y'all.
There's somebody out there.
But I feel like, and then I feel like it's a power thing. Like, you know, you go get you a regular nigga because he might low key be fascinated with the celebrity side of you. So you do this shit knowing that I can get another one. You know what I'm saying? That's like, I don't know, man. Don't say her name of it.
So she can't go to the Usher show by herself?
Shit, cool.
See, yeah. I don't think I give a fuck about that.
I wouldn't either.
If as long as you come home to me.
That's like a once in a lifetime type of thing. Like,
no, it's not. He has a
if
whole
I'm Usher when here. You come home, if everything you want to do to Usher that night, you come home and you, I'm cool with that.
Nah, don't fuck me thinking about another nigga. That is,
I don't give a fuck that's about nothing.
High key disrespect.
I feel like mm-hmm. she gonna give Usher way better head than she been giving me for the last few years.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I guess my take on it would be like, if Usher fucked my lady, I feel bad for Usher because you have access to way more women than I do. So why are you fucking down? You fucking down if you fuck my girl. Like this who you picked out of the audience? He had a whole audience full of bitches. This who you took home?
Yeah. Can y'all back then when y'all was in relationships and shit, can you tell like when if she's like having sex with you but thinking about somebody else?
I think I didn't care enough. At that point, it's a race. But no, we both not coming tonight. I'm going to win tonight. I'm winning.
But I think you have to be severely damaged to be thinking, like, while I'm having sex with my person, they're thinking about somebody else. Like, what kind of insecurity do you have to where you're thinking that?
I think it happens all the time.
It happens a lot.
I think that's why we always daddy or babe or all these other nicknames.
Why are you thinking about that, though? Why are you not in the moment?
But I think women like to throw the insecure thing on there because they don't like having these tough conversations. Not saying that's you, but I'm saying women like to do that, throw the insecurity.
But a lot of it is rooted in insecurity, though. A lot of it is.
Happened.
No, but a lot of it is rooted in insecurity because why are you thinking that she's thinking about another man while she's with you? Like, why are you not confident in that moment? No, I haven't.
You never been having sex with a man thinking about somebody else?
No, I have not. I'm in the moment because I want to come. I'm not thinking about, oh, I wish I was with somebody else, because if that's the case, then I might as well do it myself.
Not necessarily I wish I was with somebody else, but like, okay, this ain't hitting right. This ain't hitting the way I wanted to, so I'm going to think back on the pleasurable experience.
No, I've never done that because I know how to get to where I need to go.
I've definitely hit some shit when I wanted to hit somebody else that night, and probably that one wasn't available, and I was like... So, yeah, I'm really hard because I'm supposed to be hitting her right now. But you was here.
I can't say I ever had sex while thinking about somebody else, but I will say I've had a few times where I was like, damn, she's like a little extra aggressive. I'm the same nigga. Oh,
man. I've definitely thought about somebody else.
Aggressive, ain't you?
I should get through this. Because I know once I get through this, I'm not texting you back no more. So let me think. Let me put myself in a happy place. I just need to get through this. I'm about to ghost you. Not on purpose.
Oh, damn. It's just,
not on purpose. I've never intentionally thought I'm going to ghost you.
Yes, you have. You can't say I'm finna ghost you and then say
I know it's going to happen if the sex is bad.
That's intentional, though.
No, it's not like a conscious decision.
Even if the sex is not bad, though, because you've even said like the first time you've had sex with a woman, you will ghost them because you're not interested anymore.
Not necessarily. No. Okay.
You have said that.
You are Jason. That's a bar.
I don't think I explained that correctly. Right. Mixed in with the fact that I've grown as a person, right?
Okay. Right. Which we're all allowed to do.
Absolutely, so, right. Yeah. So I'm grown. So it's not necessarily that I'm intentionally ghosting you. There's an awkward phase I just don't operate well in.
Your words going into this conversation was, let me get through this because I'm going to ghost you.
If the sex
that
is bad
is intentional.
If the sex is bad, yeah, I'm gonna ghost you. But like I'll do a thing where I don't.
You don't intentionally ghost nobody, but I'm saying
I've had sex and enjoyed the sex, right? But still ghosted you. Not necessarily on purpose, but just it's an awkward phase that I don't operate well in.
But isn't that like the best time to talk to somebody? Like after you've had sex with them, especially if it's a good experience, you don't want to talk about it? Like,
ooh, that's beforehand.
No.
You get that out beforehand.
Yeah.
Things coming in after sex.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
After sex is when things get weird. Feelings involved.
Yes.
If we both got clear heads before this happens and we have a conversation about it.
Like, what conversation are y'all talking about? Because I think we're not talking about the same thing.
Okay, well, tell us.
No, what conversation are y'all talking about?
Are you talking about, like, not necessarily what are we, but, like, where
no,
are we?
Like, recapping what took place the night before. I can't wait to see you again.
That's weird.
Like,
I don't want to do that.
Oh, okay.
And I avoid those comments. So regardless,
do people
if the sex
do that?
Yes, they do.
If it was good, yeah.
And I don't give a fuck if it was good. I think people like to mix up a few things. You could be super beautiful. We could have great relationship. Not great relationship, but great chemistry, sexual.
Yes.
Sexual chemistry. We have amazing sexual chemistry. And I still may not think you're compatible for me or to, with me as a girlfriend in a relationship. If we talking like if I feel like we not compatible as in a relationship,
then we not having that conversation.
I don't want to have that conversation with you after sex. Hell no. I'll be awkward as fuck because I kind of be like, oh, you know.
Y'all sound a little Ivanish right now. That's the crazy part. Like, y'all understand the sentiment.
No way.
Y'all just not expressing it the same way I am.
No,
so
you
do
said
you tell her like
you're intensely ghosting people.
No, do you tell her like I don't feel like we're compatible, and you know, like I don't want to waste your time.
Now I would, you know, if I was single. But back then, I didn't hit first. I just got.
So now if you were single, you would.
Yeah,
what changes between now and before?
I think it was just like sexual urges, but I always had the mindset where like. Sex always made things weird. If we can get everything out, if we cool and et cetera, we can get all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then we have sex, I'm here for that. But back then, the urges, I had to. Sex came first. And then if I felt like we weren't compatible, I kind of like feel obligated to not leave you. So I'm there. I'm half there. And I'll just start
so what makes you not compatible? It's the sex that makes them. You feel like they're not. You're not compatible with them. Or?
We can have great sex. We can have great sex. And from a relationship standpoint, I don't feel like we compatible. And that could be millions of things. There's millions of things now that I would see. I'm like, ain't no fucking way.
But
I fucked the dog shit out of you. Ain't no fucking way.
So, but it's established after you have sex that you're not compatible. Or is that
back
established
then,
before?
Back then, when I was younger, when you have the urges, and you know what I'm saying? Just the blood flow, you know? Just, it is what it is. And I feel like after sex, I already knew that I did not want to be with you.
Yeah.
There was no compatibility there. But I felt obligated to be there because I didn't want to leave you, a.k.a. dogging you out. But ended up dogging you out anyways because I really don't want to be there.
Yeah, I feel like you would actually do her a favor if you did let her go instead of like just stringing it along if you feel like y'all not compatible.
But
because you know, you could deal with the heartbreak, you can deal with the disappointment, and eventually all wounds heal. Like, you will get over it and get up under somebody else if that's what she's into. But I mean, I feel like just dragging it on and trying to avoid her because it's awkward instead of just saying, hey, you know, I'm not feeling this. That hurts more in the long run.
But you said yourself, like, you can't have sex more than, I don't know, once or whatever without catching feelings. So as a man, if I understand that, okay, she's in her feelings, I don't really want no drama. Right. And I want to fuck on these hoes. So I'm going to do whatever I can so there won't be no drama, even if that means I'm half there.
No.
And I end up dogging you out.
No, that's terrible.
I mean, I'm just saying that's what it is to begin with. Yeah. So they already know that. They already know. So you choosing this.
You making a choice.
Yeah, you making a choice in this situation.
Yeah, I feel like if you know you're not compatible with the person, you should just let them know. Let them go. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you just make each other miserable.
No, you make yourself miserable. I don't like.
I think women confuse the two, not men.
Yeah.
Women confuse great sexual compatibility with relationship compatibility. Yes. That's a woman thing. We separate those two.
Yeah, but as soon as you find out, as soon as you know, like, I'm not compatible with you, then at that point, as a man, you should exit out of the situation. Why are you still carrying
it on? Why wouldn't a woman not know? What did we do outside of sex that was compatible?
Clearly, the communication is not there. She's thinking one thing and you're thinking another. Something is not making sense.
We meet up. I fuck you. I go home. Where was the relationship idea of this? We didn't meet in ate dinner. We didn't go to the movies. We didn't. But see, I don't know your kids.
But see, in a lot of cases,
you don't know my kids.
In a lot of cases, it does start that way. You start by talking to them on the phone daily. You getting the hello, good morning, how you doing, how'd you sleep, all that stuff. And then you going out to eat, you stopping for coffee with each other, y'all talking about each other's interests, you doing all that. Then you have sex, and all of a sudden you're not compatible no more.
I don't know one person that talks about somebody's interests that they just want to fuck. I don't even think we kind of,
I mean, and you may not have gone into the situation thinking that, but at some point, you realize that you're not compatible with that person, even though your intentions initially were not to just fuck. It was because you liked them. And now it's like, well, hey, maybe I really don't like this person.
No matter
That's why I like who likes me.
No matter how it don't matter how I'm texting you or how you feel I'm texting you. Look, I'm here for these six attachments. And these six attachments going to make me want to, you know what I mean? If I'm already asking you for this, a couple hours in our conversation, you know what I mean? I could do it in the sweetest way. I think that's a woman problem. Like, if you fall, I can want to fuck you, but have amazing gift of gab. You fall for that, that's your fault. That's not mine.
Or you might just be a liar that just be giving out the boyfriend treatment. Like,
I don't know.
It'd be a lot of deception. It'd be a lot of deception in the beginning stages.
The boyfriend of treatment. But the gift of gab is not a boyfriend treatment.
Both men and women will do whatever they will do whatever they have to do to get what they want. So in the beginning, there is a lot of deception if you already know that you are not intending to go any further than having sex with that person.
Like, okay. So I had just said this the other day, right? And you know, normally preachers get the majority of heat for this. But I'm like this on the conscious side. Like, if you using the, you know, a lot of these motherfuckers just have the extreme gift of gab. And if you throw in that you know, the black woman Africa shit, then she handed that pussy over to you in a platter. Now, if you know how to put all of this shit together in an amazing way, and you're only doing it to get pussy, you a fuck nigga to me. But it happens. So
what if you legit mean it and pussy just happens to fall in your lap?
Nah, you're weaponizing it then. Like, you know you are. This is like if Malcolm X was saying the shit, if Malcolm X wanted to fuck, he would probably fuck more bitches after Dirty Red than he would pre-Dirty Red.
Facts.
So if he was weaponizing his language to get pussy, he would be the ultimate fuck nigga.
But what if when I speak these words, I genuinely mean these words, the fallout, I just don't have the ability to turn down all the fallout pussy that comes with it. You fuck nigga?
It's not you playing on beliefs, man. You playing on beliefs and you playing on
tits. I don't think everybody plays on beliefs though. If he genuinely means this and it just happens to come with a fallout pussy that happens.
This is similar to the sex work conversation. If I know I'm telling you all of this shit, and I know you love it, and I know you're going to fall for it, and I know I can get some pussy out of you, regardless if I get it or not, I know I can get it. You're a fuck nigga. Ultimate. The ultimate. Because at this point, women don't know. Unless you've been there, women don't know. They just feel like a nigga just telling them great shit.
So that circles back to my point then. It's like, if you just have the gift of gab, why not just be honest and be like, hey, you know, I'm not trying to weaponize this against you and we're not compatible.
I'm not trying to weaponize this against you, queen, but I do like you. Like,
it's the same.
Niggas that throw hints out there.
Still weaponized.
It's a half truth.
Yeah, but it's still, you just basically said the same thing.
I can tell you that I'm not necessarily compatible with you in still a nice way that you still want to give it to me. Regardless of how you react to it, it's how I'm saying it. Mm-hmm. That makes
one. Or you can say it in the most fucked up way and she still gives some pussy anyway. That too.
Yeah, and then at that point she made the choice.
A lot of times they make the choice.
Yeah. So why does that make you a fuck nigga if I accept it?
Like, I think you're like in certain I've turned down certain situations because I understand the type of niggas that you used to dealing with, and I don't want to be the same nigga. And I know what you're really looking for. So I'm like, nah, I'm not going. I don't want no pussy. I don't want nothing from you because I know what this is going to turn. I know what it's going to turn into.
I agree with that.
So if you weaponize, like Spencer saying it, if you're doing that, then you're a fuck nigga because you know the damage you're going to cause. And you like, I'm not turning it down because you still look good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather turn it down if I know that this is going to be real, real bad because you already let me know. Like, a lot of times, women going in, they vent first.
Okay.
So I already know.
Your weaknesses.
I know everything. I know your weaknesses. I know how to win this battle.
Yeah.
So I can be like, you know what? Nah, we can't take it to that level because I'm everything that you explain. All the shit that you're saying.
So if you explain it to her, if you explain it to her that way, and she continues to offer it to you, are you a fuck nigga then? If you accept it,
are you still taking it?
Yeah. If I know this is what you were looking for, and I explain to you that's not what I'm on, and you continue to offer it to me, then what? Do you continue to say no?
I'll continue to say no.
I'm of the opinion. Damn, niggas ain't goddamn. Of the opinion that a woman doesn't have the right to call a nigga a fuck nigga because you don't know until the aftermath.
This is true.
I know when you a fuck nigga. I know when you a fuck nigga.
This is true.
She don't know until the shit is over with. She can call. She's calling you that out of pure response. I know when you a fuck nigga. And what? I'm one where nigga, you can see that shit coming. And that's and women, that's where they fuck up at. Because when we first start talking, before we even get to the interest, you're telling me what the fuck is wrong. So what do? I become everything you say you want. I become that. As temporary as it is, I become that. All of it.
Facts.
So I get what I want. Then you gotta go back.
But in it, yeah, then if you're adapting to what she says, I agree. You're a fuck nigga at that point.
Whether you tell her to go back over there or not.
Yeah, I always say a shoulder to lean on.
Dick to sit on.
That's why if I'm a fuck, I'm a fuck, but I'm not gonna vent to you about I can't do that.
Hey man, I know y'all enjoyed this because we sure did.
We
ran out of time. Damn, we had a whole show and we didn't get to none of that shit. We just
Hey man, shit been good lately, man.
These are the best shows though. These are the ones I love the most. We just like the conversation just go.
We was a little bit behind because of a turtle tail.
A turtle tail situation. Niggas was running late. Let's put that out there first. I probably would have held it.
Costa Bundy.
I probably would have held it if niggas was on time, but fuck it. I got time. Where can the people find y'all at?
It's already up there. Hey, Views from the 7 on Twitter, man. Views from the 7 on Instagram. Hey, shout out us for hitting. We hit 1,200, man. Shout out to follow us on TikTok at Views from the _7 on Instagram at Views from the _7 and on Facebook, man. Facebook been hating, man. Facebook been going way back hitting us with copyright shit.
Are they?
Yeah,
they just hit the video with your young one.
Did they? That's insane.
That's crazy. I think that might be something fake, though. I think that's a fake page. I think that's something.
Something fucking with
that
us,
we're
man.
Not supposed to click on. Yeah.
I haven't clicked on it. I went to the page.
I keep seeing it, man. That's real.
But, man, shout out to everybody out there, man. We'll see y'all next week.
Peace.